Well, those of you who have been paying attention, I know that you've all been wondering. I did not win the Boston Marathon. I'm sorry to disappoint. I know you were all hoping, but I could not do it. I tried and I strived, but no, actually, more surprising is that I was not even trying to win. You have just heard the scripture text that we have heard from Paul's first letter to Corinthians that we should run to win the prize. But I confess I did not. Instead, I ran to run well. I've told people I ran to not die, but that's not even really completely honest. I ran with the goal of running to complete the race, to not get to the point where I could not sufficiently compete in it anymore. That was my prize, to not just survive, but to run with strength. So I suppose the question is this. In Paul's metaphor that we have heard tonight, what is the prize? According to Paul, the race is certainly this life that we are all living here on earth, but what about the prize? I think you all know that it is nothing short of heaven, the kingdom of God. But not just the heaven that comes after death. We are told in the gospel by the words of Jesus, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness." And the closest we can get to the kingdom of heaven, to the kingdom of God, is on earth. Besides, heaven isn't up to us, right? We as Lutherans attest firmly to the idea, to the doctrine, to the faith that it is not up to us, that it is entirely a gift from God, that it is in God's hands. So what is left to us? What is the prize that we are seeking? This life. That is in our hands. And with that, the earth God made and all that dwells therein. And so our race on this Earth Day, you all know that it's Earth Day? Our race on this Earth Day is to seek the kingdom of God on earth, which includes, well, this earth. Caring for God's creation, to mend what is broken, to protect what is precious, not just for its economic value, not for what it can do for us, but simply by the fact that it is God's creation, which makes it, by its very nature, holy and precious and beloved, just as we are each holy, precious, and beloved. And so in addition to feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, caring for the sick and in prison, we also are to clean waterways, to stop destroying God's creation with so much trash and chemicals and plastics. We choose more thoughtfully what we buy and what we eat and how we get from point A to point B. But I have to again admit to you, friends, we will never get there. We will never save the planet. I want to. I desperately want to. You all who know me know that I want to. If that's the prize we're going for, we delude ourselves if we think we can. My seminary professor compared it to a cut bouquet of flowers. Have you ever gotten the most beautiful bouquet of cut flowers? And immediately, as soon as you get it, you are both rejoicing and you are sad because you know it cannot last, right? It is going to die. And so what do you do with it? Do you just toss it on the floor saying, yeah, it's gonna die anyway?
No.
Might as well let it die now. No, don't you find the most beautiful vase that you have? And you fill it with water and you cut off the ends of each of the stems at an angle, right? And you've put the plant food into the water, and then you place it lovingly in there, and you put it in a place of honor, even though it will die. That is what we do with God's creation, knowing that it is not in our power to save it, and yet we do our best to treat it as something holy and precious and beloved. So why run a race you can't win? Because in Christ, we have already won the ultimate prize. The in the meantime prize isn't the win. The prize is the race itself. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. How we care for one another, living with respect in creation, treating one another as God sees us, holy, precious, and beloved. Did you all follow the progress of Artemis II? Did you all follow that? Beautiful, wasn't it? Wasn't it amazing and inspiring? Don't we all need something inspiring? Did you see as they headed to the far side of the moon, those astronauts who were clearly deeply impacted by that experience? Christina Cook had a profound message once they reconnected with Earth, saying, "We will explore, we will build ships, we will visit again, we will construct science outposts, we will drive rovers, we will do radio astronomy, we will found companies, we will bolster industry, we will inspire, but ultimately, we will always choose Earth. We will always choose each other. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. For God's sake, for creation's sake, for each other's sake. In Jesus' name."